I'm Charlie Turner in New York, and this is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Insurance giant Anthem is launching a new app that would help consumers schedule and pay for doctor visits on their smartphones. Anna Matthews of the Wall Street Journal will have more in a minute. First, here are some tech headlines. The Wall Street Journal says the Federal Trade Commission will soon announce terms of a settlement with Facebook over the company's privacy practices. The settlement will reportedly include a $5 billion fine and end a lengthy probe into whether Facebook broke a 2011 consent decree in which they promised to protect users' data. Also under the settlement, Facebook plans to form a new board committee focused on privacy oversight. A source says the settlement is expected to be announced before the market close on Wednesday. Credit reporting agency Equifax has reached a $700 million settlement with the Federal Trade Commission, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and 48 states. It's to resolve investigations and lawsuits stemming from a 2017 data breach that enabled hackers to access the personal data of nearly 150 million Americans. The Wall Street Journal's Anna Maria Andriotis says consumers will be able to file claims for lost money and lost time spent on protecting personal information or addressing identity theft after the breach.
Consumers will be able to get up to $20,000 each, but that, of course, will depend on how much time they spent doing all of this and also how much in lost money, essentially, they incurred from this breach.
Affected consumers would be eligible to receive at least 10 years of free credit monitoring and at least 7 years of free identity restoration services. The journal says Apple is in advanced talks to buy Intel's smartphone modem chip business. It's a move that would jumpstart Apple's push to take control of developing critical components powering its devices. A deal covering a portfolio of patents and staff is valued at $1 billion or more and could be reached in the next week. Anthem, the big insurance company, is launching a new app that will help consumers schedule and pay for visits through their smartphones. Consumers can also learn potential diagnoses and text with doctors. Other major health insurers are also working on similar apps aimed at boosting convenience, sharing users' care, and reducing costs. Let's get more from the Wall Street Journal's Anna Matthews, who joins us from Los Angeles. Anna, you write that insurers and employers have been offering remote access to doctors for years via phone, messaging, or email. What is different about these apps?
The insurers are trying, and I have to emphasize trying, we'll see how it works, but they're trying to go beyond just the one-off visit for your pink eye or your cough, although they do still offer that. They're trying to offer solutions that are more end-to-end and will try to make it easier for people to go see a doctor, to interact by text, to do all of these things kind of wrapped into one convenient bundle that they can access on their phone.
Tell us how Anthem's app would work and how it differs from apps offered by other insurers.
Well, one interesting thing about Anthem's app is that they are making it available, a version for people who are not members of Anthem. So people who are uninsured or who have insurance but not through Anthem can use this app. And again, something interesting that they're doing there is rolling out gradually. I don't want to make it sound like it's all over the place, but starting in one state, Indiana, they're going to let people who are not their members who try their app, maybe get a diagnosis, then they can maybe text with a doctor. And then if they want to follow up by seeing a doctor in person or getting maybe an X-ray or an MRI, they can make an appointment through the app and pay a preset rate through the app, so that it's not, you know, one of these situations where you get a mystery bill 3 weeks later for the service you got. You can hopefully, kind of similar to what we all experience with Uber or Lyft, pay through the app, know what it's going to cost, and it's all done.
All right. Now, the schedule for the new app you just alluded to, it's going to be tested in Indiana later this month, I believe, and then it's going to roll out more fully. Is that right?
That's what they're saying. Yes, they're testing it in Indiana in a version for non-Anthem members and also for a limited number, I think, of Anthem members. They've said after that, and they say it definitely will roll out across all of their main states, which is 14 states where Anthem is a major insurer. Those include New York and California, among others. That will happen over the next 2 years at the longest. We'll see how fast it happens. But they say they definitely do plan to roll it out to all of their members as well as consumers in those 14 states.
And you say that Anthem has cut deals with several healthcare providers, including large hospital systems?
Yes, and that's really the complexity of offering these kinds of upfront payment options to people who aren't covered by your insurance. they have to cut those deals behind the scenes so that they can guarantee, yes, you will get this doctor visit, you can schedule this doctor visit, here's how much you will pay, you can pay through our app. That requires a lot of negotiation and complexity behind the scenes with the hospital system or the doctor group or whomever. And that's why there aren't so many of these out there.
Of course, a major goal of these apps for insurers is to cut costs. How exactly would they accomplish that?
Insurers really want to have a bigger role in shaping your care. Their traditional role is you go to a doctor, you go to a hospital, you get what you need. The insurer finds out about it later on when they get the bill. Sometimes they find out earlier if they have a prior approval process, but regardless, they actually want to get in earlier on the process and shape what care you get from the front end. Their goal obviously being to reduce costs. They also say they want to increase satisfaction among their members. So they would like to have that app guide you to the doctor they prefer, maybe someone who doesn't have a real high-cost way of practicing medicine, or they want to guide you in that app to the place where you can get an MRI that's going to be less expensive than if you go to the hospital, where it'll typically cost more. So if they can use that app to guide you to the places they think are better, they can bring down costs that way. And a fundamental goal is to just keep people out of hospitals, keep them out of emergency rooms if they see a doctor, or if they see a doctor online rather than going to an emergency room. That saves a lot of money right there.
You wrote that Anthem is offering this app to people who aren't insured. You want to talk about any of the apps from other health insurers and what they're doing with apps that are similar to what Anthem is doing?
Most of the apps from the insurers do tend to focus on their own members, but there are a bunch of different designs, and not necessarily apps, but technologies. For instance, in the story we talk about an app that United Health has that's really for their members, that's focused on people who are getting surgeries. So if you get surgery, United Health is your insurer, they'll ask you to download this app. You can use the app to text with the office of the surgeon who operated on you. You can take pictures with the app of the place, the incision place, the place where the surgery happened. And there's sort of an artificial intelligence tool behind that that analyzes that picture and sort of decides if there are some, you know, maybe red flags or warning signs of infection or something bad. If the artificial intelligence tool believes that there are, it then alerts your doctor's office and sends something saying, hey, this person has some, you know, potentially worrisome redness or whatever it might be. Your office doctor should reach out to this patient. And they say that they've seen some good results from this app. They believe it has helped to reduce costs in certain types of operations where they've tested it, and has helped bring down readmissions, which means a situation where a person has to go back to the hospital later.
Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Matthews joining us from Los Angeles. Thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.